Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The third baseman, Bob Jones. Batting third. The center fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bobby Beach. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting sixth. The second baseman, George Cutshaw. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Topper Rigney. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Bassler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Oldham. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Red Oldham. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ernie Johnson. Batting second. The third baseman, Eddie Mulligan. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schalk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Robertson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Charlie Robertson. And now, play ball. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Blue reaches second base with a double. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones bunts in front of the plate. Schalk fields it and throws to first for the out. Blue moves to third. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a fly ball into center field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Blue tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan hits a fly ball into left field. Veach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Collins. The throw from Bassler and he is safe. Collins steals second. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cutshaw scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 0. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a pop-up towards short. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw takes first base on ball 4. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cutshaw moves to second. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bassler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cutshaw scores. Rigney moves to third. It's 2-0, Tigers. Red Oldham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oldham takes first base on ball 4. Basler moves to second. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Blue hits a line drive. Hooper throws the ball in to Collins, who relays the ball to Johnson, who tags Blue trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Rigney scores. Basler scores. It's 4-0, Tigers. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cutshaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy takes first base on ball 4. Ma still moves to second. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-0 in the game. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 0-for-1 in the game. Veach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the mound. Oldham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0-for-1 in the game. Mulligan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cobb, who is chasing the ball. Mulligan reaches third base with a triple. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Mulligan scores. It's 4-1, Tigers. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Hooper hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ma still hits a fly ball into left field. Veach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-1 in the game. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson misplays the ball. That's an error on Johnson. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cutshaw hits a pop-up towards short. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rigney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heilman moves to third. Rigney moves to second. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Basler hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Oldham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oldham is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Oldham hits a line drive into center field. Ma still picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Ma still. Heilman scores. Rigney scores. Oldham moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 6-1, Tigers. Shovel Hodge now pitching. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Blue hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oldham scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-1, Tigers. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Blue moves to second. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jones hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Blue scores. Jones moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-1, Tigers. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cobb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jones scores. That run is unearned. It's 9-1, Tigers. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cobb. The throw from Shock and he is safe. Cobb steals second. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 0-for-2 in the game. Veach hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. Falk hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman. Falk reaches second base with a double. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Shealy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Falk moves to third. Ray Shock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shock is 0-for-1 in the game. Shock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Falk scores. Shealy moves to second. It's 9-2, Tigers. Shovel Hodge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Shealy moves to third. Shock moves to second. One out. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Shealy scores. Shock moves to third. Johnson moves to second. It's 9-3, Tigers. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Mulligan hits a fly ball into left field. Veach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Shock tags and scores. Two outs. It's 9-4, Tigers. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Hooper hits a fly ball into left field. Veach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the White Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 2 in the game. Heilman hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cutshaw hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Rigney hits a pop-up towards short. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Falk hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Cobb who is chasing the ball. Falk reaches third base with a triple. Ma still goes all the way around to score. It's 9-5 Tigers. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Shealy hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Falk tags and scores. One out. It's 9-6, Tigers. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Schalk hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Shovel Hodge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodge is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the White Sox 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Basler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hodge fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Oldham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oldham is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Oldham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got three RBIs. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cutshaw scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mulligan strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Collins hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the White Sox 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Jones hits a pop-up towards third. Mulligan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Cobb takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 0-for-3 in the game. Veach hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cobb. The throw from Schalk and he is out, Collins applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-3 in the game. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cutshaw fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Shealy hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the White Sox 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-3 in the game. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cutshaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Rigney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cutshaw moves to second. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Basler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cutshaw scores. Rigney moves to second. It's 10-6, Tigers. Red Oldham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oldham is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Oldham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rigney moves to third. Basler moves to second. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got three RBIs. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Rigney scores. Basler moves to third. Oldham moves to second. It's 11-6, Tigers. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. Basler scores. Oldham moves to third. Two outs. It's 12-6, Tigers. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schoch fires to second, and they've got Jones trapped. There's the throw to Sheely, who applies the tag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schoch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schoch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Schoch hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Oldham fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Yamyarian pinch hits for Shovel Hodge. Yamyarian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yarian hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the White Sox 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Yamyarian now catching. Ted Blankenship now pitching. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 0-for-4 in the game. Veach is called out on strikes. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-4 in the game. Heilman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cutshaw hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Collins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mulligan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields the ball and throws to Oldham covering. Safe. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Collins hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hooper strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Mostill hits a fly ball into left field. Veach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 12, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.